From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. takes Russia to task over Syria. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has accused Russia of sowing seeds of global instability and questioned whether Moscow genuinely wants a viable ceasefire in Syria. In a hard-hitting speech at Oxford University, Carter emphasized deep skepticism about Russian intentions in Syria, even as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry prepared to fly to Geneva for more talks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Their discussions last weekend on the sidelines of an economic summit in China failed to produce a nationwide ceasefire in Syria or a U.S.-Russian military cooperation agreement.
Russia entered the Syrian tragedy saying it wanted to counter terrorism and end the civil war, which is the source of so much suffering, through a political transition. But what it has done is very different from what it said. Unfortunately, so far, Russia, with its support for the Assad regime, has made the situation in Syria more dangerous, more prolonged, more violent. That has contributed to what President Obama this weekend called the gaps of trust that exist between our two countries.
Carter accused Moscow of unprofessional behavior in Syria, Ukraine, and cyberspace, alleging the Russians have a clear ambition to erode the principled international order. President Barack Obama and Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte met informally Wednesday in a holding room before attending a gala dinner at a regional summit. Although there has been no confirmation of the meeting by the White House, a Philippine official said they had met in a holding room. This is VOA News.